From Washington, this is VOA News. Nigeria's opposition selection for president anticipates corrupt elections. U.S. reiterates an agreement on interrogation techniques among top officials. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Muhammadu Buhari, the presidential candidate for Nigeria's main opposition party, says he expects to see fraud in the February elections. Buhari, the former military ruler, was just selected to run as the candidate of the newly formed APC party, a coalition of opposition groups. In an interview Friday with VOA, Buhari said he believes the PDP party, which has ruled Nigeria for the past 15 years, will not allow free, fair, and credible elections. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. President Barack Obama and Central Intelligence Chief John Brennan are aligned in their views on so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, despite Brennan's refusal to call the methods torture. In a press conference Friday, Earnest highlighted the CIA chief's statement Thursday in support of the president's decision to ban such tactics.
He strongly supports the policy that the president put in place on his second full day in office, while, I might point out, Director Brennan was serving here at the White House as the president's top counterterrorism advisor.
New legislation in the U.S. authorizing $350 million in military aid to Ukraine is being criticized by Russia. The Ukraine Freedom Support Act, as it has been named, would provide Ukraine with anti-tank and armor-piercing weapons, counter-artillery radars, and other tactical equipment and ammunition. Russia's foreign ministry said Friday that the passage of the act was, in its words, a source of deep regret due to the legislation's openly confrontational character. The bill could be signed by President Obama. This is VOA News. There are now two vice presidents in Zimbabwe. Emmerson Mnangagwa and Felekezela Mofoko were sworn in Friday. Mnangagwa served as President Robert Mugabe's aide during Zimbabwe's War of Liberation and has held several key positions, including State Security Minister and Speaker of Parliament. Mofoko is also a veteran of the Liberation War and has served as Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa. A Nigerian official says the militant group Boko Haram likely carried out Thursday's bombings that killed at least 31 people in the central city of Jos. That's according to Plateau State spokesman Pam Ayuba, speaking to the French news agency AFP. Following Thursday's attack, emergency officials said suicide bombers driving separate cars detonated two bombs within just a few minutes of each other in the Jos main market. Developing nations at the climate change conference in Lima, Peru, have been pushing a long-time view that wealthy countries should bear a bigger burden of cutting emissions that create global warming. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Thursday more than half of the global emissions causing the Earth to warm are coming from developing nations. Kerry said it is imperative that they also act. U.S. President Barack Obama Friday signed a bill that provides a two-day extension of government funding and temporarily averts a partial federal government shutdown. Both houses of Congress approved the measure late Thursday. The Senate now has until Saturday at midnight to approve a wider spending measure. Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko addressed reporters in Sydney, Australia, Friday, saying a fragile ceasefire is in place for the first time in his country's seven-month conflict.
You simply can't imagine how important it is for me. This is the first night when I don't have neither lost nor wounded Ukrainian soldier, when we don't have any lost or wounded civilian.
Late reports say Pakistani police have arrested five suspected members of al-Qaeda's newly formed South Asia wing, including the man believed to be the group's chief in Karachi. Security officials say Shahid Usman and four other suspects were arrested this week in the southern Pakistani port city. Acting Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will lead a U.S. negotiating team that is set to meet with Iranian officials next week ahead of more high-level talks on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department says the U.S.-Iranian talks will take place on Monday and Tuesday in Geneva, where Iran and a group of world powers will hold negotiations on Wednesday. Stocks in the U.S., the Dow was down over 300 points, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ down slightly as well. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.